2-year Africa. On Everyday Living Affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student. Good morning. This is 2-year Africa on Radio Student, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Once again, we welcome you and we thank our listeners for tuning in. We will continue with the music. And when we come back, today we'll be speaking about Kenya and elections in some African countries. Hope you enjoy the music.
And I can't wait to say I do. But before we walk down the aisle, I just wanna let you know that you're the finest. May you be the finest being I've seen. You're the brightest. The way you the shine, the bling like me, you're the highest. When it comes to rating, you're the lead. My princess, my only one lover. And I just wanna let you know that no one be like you. See, I don't go different places, I've seen many faces. No one be like you. See, they cannot replace you, cause you are a blessing. No one be like you. You're driving me crazy, cause you are my baby. No one be like you. No one. No one like you. One like you. No one. One like you. One like you. No one. No one. About a year ago, I met you, yeah, there was no possibility for me to be rescued. But thank God I found you, girl. I cannot do without you. Now since I go different places, I've seen many faces that cannot replace you. With you I gain many blessings. Girl, you are my life, you're the finest. And I ain't be the finest being I've seen. You're the brightest. The way you the shine, you the bling like me. You're the highest. When it comes to rating, you're the lead. My princess, my only one lover. And I guess it's time to let you know that no one be like you. See, I don't go different places, I've seen many faces. No one be like you. They cannot replace you, cause you are a blessing. No one be like you. You're driving me crazy, cause you are my baby. No one be like you. No one. That's what we say, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, one like, oh yeah, one like, oh yeah, no one like, oh yeah, no one, no one. Can you be the finest? Can I you be the finest I've ever seen? The way you the shine, you the bling like queen. Hey, when it comes to rating, you're the lead. My princess, my only one lover. Girl, I guess it's time to let you know that no one like you. So many things, so many things. Everything without you, there's no possibility. There's no positivity. Always negativity. Destiny, this is reality. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah.
This song is hard, 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 this song is hard,
so lazy. Lazy. Oh baby. Baby, so make your back go. Anytime we had it call you, you the hang up. You keep telling all your friends you wanna break up. Now you fucked up. I'm telling you this game is over. Back up and leave. I know the fear is love anymore. Like I used to before. Just do it, that is how I feel. You blame me for a fool. I'm telling you this game is over. Back up and leave. Hey, go, go. Hey, hey, go. This game is over. Hey, hey, go. Make it work and go. Hey, hey, go, go.
Make you tell me, tell me.
Could you remember promising not to fail me? Prophesying is fading,
fading.
Yeah, you never thought a fantasy
only.
My baby,
baby.
It depend. Because of you, what it cry. See the tears from my eyes, and you still the deny. Hey, let the truth not be lied. You can soon realize.
Say,
now the time for you to back up.
Back up.
Anytime we had it call you, you're the hang up. They look up,
hey.
Make you they look down,
hey.
If I they go front,
hey.
Make you they go back,
hey. I'm telling you the game is over.
If I they go left, make you they go right. If I they look up, make you they look down. If I they go front, make you they walk and they go.
And I'm telling you this game is over.
Make you back up and leave.
Make you back up and leave.
That was P Square, legend of African music. Welcome back. This is 2 Year Africa, Samona Radio Student, a show on everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Like we said earlier, our topic today will focus on Kenya. We all have seen and heard the tragic event that took place in Kenya. But before I go into that, I would like to give you an overview of what Kenya is all about and where is it located and so on. Well, Kenya is a sovereign state in the East Africa with its capital city Nairobi. Kenya lies on the equator with the Indian Ocean to the southeast, Tanzania to the south, Uganda to the west, South Sudan to the northwest, Ethiopia to the north, and Somalia to the northeast. Kenya has a population of 44 million people as estimated in 2012, and it covers 581.309 square kilometers. That's in thousands. Kenya was named after the second highest mountain in Africa, called Mount Kenya. And it is actually the regional hub, commercial hub of East Africa. And it's one of the largest GDP in East and Central Africa. Agriculture is the major product. And they're exporting also coffee, tea, and fresh flowers to Europe. It's also a tourist destination, and a lot of good people Kenya has produced. I have Sally on the line. Sally, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sally?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you, Sally. Sally Grace is it's our frequent contributor to the show. You're welcome once again to 2 Year Africa, a show on everyday living from the African perspective. As you know, we are focusing today on Kenya. We have seen what played out in Kenya in these few days, past days, and I will go with you first. I would like to ask you what is your opinion on this? You are down there in Africa. You have the first-hand information, not from CNN or from BBC, but you are having the African news itself. Can you please give our audience a brief breakdown on what happened?
I'm in South Africa, okay, in Cape Town. It's actually shaken Africa a great deal, okay. You can feel it here in Cape Town as well, all right. The Muslim people are very angry and very frightened, especially in Kenya, because there's a tendency that's going, it's sort of creeping through Africa, okay? There's a tendency of xenophobic attacks against people that, it's normally African people, black people, that aren't of the mainstream population. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Muslims, Kenya is mostly Christian, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the minorities would be like the Muslims and Hindus and that kind of business, okay? And there's a great tendency that if a group of people, if something is done by a group of people or like Kenyans or Ethiopians or whatever, okay, in a specific country, that country, the people in that country seem to turn against those people instead of looking at the situation. So there's a lot of fear. There's fear amongst the Kenyans.
Yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, this was a strike that it hit a very popular area, and any kind of Kenyan could go there. Okay, it might have been in a affluent area, you know, for where the rich Kenyans live, but anybody could go into it. It was a mall open to the public, so people are afraid. Okay, the Muslims are angry, they're also afraid, the Kenyans are afraid. And here in South Africa, it's kind of brought it home to us, especially down here in Cape Town. Yeah. We have a huge Muslim community, and it goes from the extreme to just the ordinary Muslim, Okay.
Yeah. You know, Africa exhibits a lot of Muslims and different religions. This thing that have played out in Kenya, do you think it's shifting? Is shifting the mindset of people, religion-wise, in Africa?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Islam has been part of Africa for, I'd like to say, 1,000 years, maybe more.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, you look at Timbuktu and Mali. Some of those Islamic papers are really, really old. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's shifted. It'll shift the religious beliefs of people. But what it does, and this makes me very, very frightened. Okay. And the African governments have to be on top of this.
Yeah, exactly.
You
that. I was just coming about that. The African governments need to play a key role to stop this kind of terrorist attack in the heart of Africa. Kenya, for example, this is not the first time. They have experienced a huge attack before. Up till now, some measures are really not taken to make sure this kind of mass killing doesn't happen anymore, or to put a whole nation to ransom in the hands of terrorists. What are our governments? What are the African governments doing in order to curb this? And what are the Western countries also doing in order to help Africa to fight this menace of terrorism? What is your view on this?
Oh, you see, I don't want the Western governments anywhere near it, because I think they make it worse. You see, in Nairobi, at that mall, okay, we had Israeli soldiers, we had American soldiers, and then we had the Kenyan police and the Kenyan army. I think that actually bringing in America and Israel, for me, is the big no-no, okay?
Okay.
America carries a bad, bad history with the Islamic countries, okay? Israel, I mean, is just, as far as I'm concerned, it's a terrorist nation. Forgive me. Forgive me, please forgive me.
I forgive you, but continue.
Israel has got a million times worse record, okay, of dealing with their neighbors, their cousins, okay?
Yeah, but in this case, African government should focus more in solving their own internal problems, as well as trying to fix this Islamic sect that are causing harm and also destroying the improving economy of Africa. My question is, what are the African governments doing collectively as a continent to make sure that this kind of a thing doesn't happen anymore?
It's so difficult, Fred, because in the middle of this, you see, if it was just African governments without anything to do with the West and Israel and everything else, I think that we could over time solve it, but you can never ever completely stop it. I mean, you can't even do it with the IRA in Ireland, okay? These people are not Islamic. Not for one second are they Islamic. They are extremists. Just like the IRA is an extremist. They're extremist movements, okay? And
okay. Can you hear Sally? Okay, we lost Sally. When we come back, we will continue with Sally again. And I have Fras George on the line. Now we're going to give you another music. And when we come back, we continue with the discussion.
Do me, do me, do me, do me. Not the way you did. come into the clubhouse.
Clubhouse.
See how the boys them a drop down.
Drop down.
And all the ladies just the holla say,
holla say.
Them no no say what holiday. If you don't so you take a busy making all they fall. This night is song for the dancer. The way you move your body, girl, it be like say,
it be like say.
You no no say what holiday. Now the way where you they do the things you do.
Oh.
It be like say you get plans for me and you.
Oh.
If I put it on you, you put it on me. What
oh.
a man can do, a woman can do so. If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest up on the dance floor. Man, no go vest, touch me, I touch you. Man, no go vest,
you say.
Man, no go vest,
I say.
Man, no go vest.
If you do me, I do you. Man, no go vest, step on the dance floor. Man, no
so
go vest.
So won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
And get to see the do me.
Do me.
So make you give it to me. Give it to me. And get to see the do me. Do me. So make you give it to me some more.
Oh.
I say, and get to see the do me. So make you give it to me. By the way, you did do me.
Do me,
do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me some more.
Oh.
So make you do me, do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me.
Make you do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
do me.
Omo, check out the way she twist and whine it,
whine it.
Making me feel like I'm grinding,
grinding.
Baby girl, I know so you the I mean, I mean. After the show, not the party for my room,
room.
Strictly for me and you,
you.
We got plenty things to do,
do.
So pull up your bump and move, make we groove.
Oh, you know, say talk is cheap. I know you were tempted to roll with me. Me, I know be the busy body where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do so.
If you do me, I do you.
Man, no go vest
up on the dance floor.
Man, no go vest,
touch me, I touch you.
Man, no go vest,
you say.
Man, no go vest,
I say.
Man, no go vest.
If you do me, I do you.
Man, no go vest,
step on the dance floor.
Man, no go
so won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
They get to see that do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me,
give it to me.
They get to see that do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me some more.
Oh.
I say, they get to see that do me,
do me.
So make you give it to me.
So make you do me,
do me,
do me,
do me,
baby.
Do me,
do me,
they do me, they go.
Make you do me,
do me,
do me,
oh, yeah.
Do me, do me,
do me,
do me, do me, do me,
do me,
you go wonder, you go wonder, my baby.
Now the way you they do me,
do me,
you go wonder, you go wonder, oh.
From the way you they do the things you do,
oh.
It be like say you get plans for me,
yeah.
And you.
Me, I know be the busy body where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do,
If you do me, I do you.
Man, no go vest up on the dance floor.
Man, no go vest,
touch me, I touch you.
Man, no go vest,
no, no.
Man, no go vest,
I say,
man, no go vest.
If you do me, I do you.
Man, no go vest,
step on the dance floor.
Man, no, so won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you give it to me some more.
Some more.
You get to see that do me. So make you give it to me.
Give it to me.
You get to see that do me.
Do me.
So make you give it to me some more.
She wanna do until she can't do no more for me.
So
wanna step to my left side, that's where my heart is. She wanna know where my heart is. She said my love more colorful than all them smiles.
Live your life to the best of your ability. Don't let them take away your pride and all your dignity. Life rough, but the pressure, we have to deal with it. Still a figure true, we have to live with it. Tell them, you have to do your best from no one. You cannot leave your stress for no one. We don't know what's another man, but yes, you got to carry on. I tell them, in life certain things you got to do. Big man, you can't depend for mama, feel look after you. The youth in the streets in the afternoon, I wipe your glass because them can't afford their food. Them say, them have to make two ends meet. Hustle up the food and go through them street. Asian, what's the youth them rich? Straight to the top of the youth them reach. Little girl, live your life to the best of your ability. Don't let them take away your pride and all your dignity. Life rough, but the pressure, we have to deal with it. Still have to go through, we have to live with it. Tell them, you have to do your best from no one. You cannot leave your stress for no one. We don't know what's another one, but yes, you got to carry on.
Welcome back. This is 2 Year Africa, a show on everyday living from the African perspective. Sally, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Fred, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. Raj George, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome, welcome. How is it with you? How are you feeling with the cold weather of Slovenia this morning?
This morning is a little bit cold, of course.
I'm sure Sally is enjoying in South Africa with the hot weather as well.
No, it's not.
Are you feeling cold as well?
Yes. Cape Town's not Africa, I don't know.
Well, Africa is made up of so many things, you know. The cold weather, the hot weather, the beautiful natures and so on and so forth. Well, we are back to our topic. I'm sure that our listeners are quite keen to get into the bottom of this conversation. Raj George, what have you to say with this conversation? As you know, we are talking about the recent militant activity in Kenya. What's your opinion?
It was so nice. I was just preparing myself and to do my things. Then I was like, oh, it's a nice topic. Just jump inside something.
Thank you for that.
About this Kenyan Muslim world, which is going on right now. I think this thing, it has to play a role. One, face our blame against American or European countries in a way that if we look at Somalia, you know, it's a country that in Africa we know that is full, it's majority of Muslims, you know. And it's one country was being forgotten, you know, because of Muslims. You know, if you look at background, you might find out Americans or Europeans were going around Somalia. You know? Probably we didn't know what was all about when we were growing up. But now is I'm seeing that Somalia it became so poor. And then they saw that what was going on about the terrorists, about Muslims, you know. And then they inhaled that business of like, if you're a Muslim, I guess we need to bomb and to kill, you know. And then it
No. Let me cut you short there, Raj George. Somalia, the Islamic sect, Al-Shabaab movement, attacked the Kenyans in their own land. Simply because the Kenyans were in their land keeping peace, to make peace there. So what does it mean that this Islamic sect do not accept the Kenyans to keep peace in their nation or to help them attain the maximum peace? So what is the problem here? Why does ordinary Kenyans have to die because the Kenyan military operation in Somalia, because of the Kenyan military operation in Somalia?
Yeah, just because these are, you know, other gangs of Muslims, which are not here, pure Muslims, which are coming as terrorists, you know. They found a base in Somalia because it was left. You know, there were not enough security of United Nations or this because the country was open.
Okay, you are saying that Somalia is a failed state because the Americans and the Europeans and the whole international community abandoned them?
Yes, and then when these other teams, they came now to expand their Muslim of terrorism, you know, they found Somalia as a base for them. So when Kenyans now, they want to go and stop those guys. So now it's easier for them, like, okay, you Kenyans, you're coming here to stop us. Now we are coming to bomb you there, you see. So this is the problem, what I just wanted to say.
Okay, thank you for this. Sally, what have you to say?
I don't ever believe that America abandoned Somalia, okay? I believe that America was always there, all right? And they were using it to their advantage. And keeping the country in a mess is to their advantage, okay? And I mean, these guys, look at them, they're in Nigeria, okay? Another sect called Boko Haram, okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, you see, I don't think it's because Somalia's a failed state or whatever you want to call it. These guys are there, okay? They in Nigeria, they in, I reckon they in Mali, I reckon they in Niger, those countries going up to the top of Africa, okay?
Yeah.
It's just that it's easy to get from the Middle East to these countries, okay? And to find the kind of people that have this kind of mentality, it's easy. It's easier than going into Europe and finding Muslims with that mentality. Yes, they are there, okay? But they're not in such huge numbers as they are here in Africa, because you know, you take for example in Nigeria that Boko Haram, okay? I mean, in that part of Nigeria that is very Muslim, okay, nobody's ever worried about them. The Nigerian government never worried about them or anything. They were left to just carry on.
Exactly. You're right. The northern part of Nigeria, which where the Boko Haram has their footprint, for a long time it was ignored. I agree with you, Saleh. For a long time it was ignored, and they found a home there, and before the Nigerian people could realize it, it was already something that's going out of hand.
And I think the same sort of thing has happened in Somali. You see, you are always going to find people, no matter what religion it is, you are always going to find people with this...
Can I ask something?
Yes.
I mean, to be forgotten and to be abandoned is not the same thing. Because if that part of Nigeria, the government just let them and leave them do what they want, which means they just forgot those part of people, like, hey, these people are Muslims. And then when the time they went back, those guys are now retreating back, you see. So this is what I was trying to say, like, you know, is the part of the government as well, because when they knew they were Muslim places, they were leaving them, like, okay, these are Muslims, are not part of us. That is the problem.
No, it wasn't. It was that there wasn't any major disturbances or anything. That's what I meant, okay? It's not that the government left them. The government knew they were there and what was going on and stuff like that, but they were peaceful. They just got on with life and everybody mixed together. Non-Muslims, Christians, everybody, okay? It's when you get these people are not normal people. They are mentally disturbed people. They want to force control onto others, okay?
Yeah, I believe you, Sally. I believe that these people are not normal people. They have their own interest, but let's not forget that we're focusing on Kenya, and the thing that has played out in Kenya has, I mean, Do you believe that Kenya will be the same again?
No. You can never be the same again.
Okay, Raj George, what do you think?
I think Kenyans will be the same. The only thing that we need to know that Muslims are part of we people, and Christians and Muslims, I mean, all the religions, they must come together and think about who are we in this world, you know. I know it's hard, but we should respect each other. If Muslims are having a masses, which is important for them, let's respect them. And they should respect Christians, Anglicans, Methodists, so we can live in harmony, you know. Only that I will say, it will be in order again, as long as they will believe that Muslims and Kenyans are the same people without...
Yeah, you're right, you're right, Raj George. Muslims and Christians are bound to be the same. But when we are talking about the Islamic extremists here, who are destroying the name of the ordinary Muslim people, who are destroying lives for their own cause, who are destroying nations for them to achieve whatever they think they believe in. And this is the point where we Africans, or the African government, has to come together, both the 199% Muslim nations and the 50-50 Muslim Christian nations, and come together and find a common African security strategy, or a common agreement that will prevent such an attack. I know that there is a lot of Western interest in Kenya, and also some other places in Africa, and these Islamists are looking at this interest, and they are targeting and killing people. But the question is, how much support has the Western world given to Africa or to these states, where they have very big investment or interest, to stop terrorists from attacking the nation or killing ordinary people? What can we say? What is the core, or what is the offered assistance of the Western world, if it's seen at all?
You see, that's a problem. You don't know what the West is doing until you have what happened in Nairobi, okay? And then suddenly, whoa, hang on a minute. How come within the first 24 hours you can have Israeli soldiers there and American soldiers there? Where were they? They must have been there. Now, in the case, if they were there, how come their intelligence that they had wasn't passed on to the Kenyan government and the Kenyan security forces?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is something to think. This is something to think about, because the Western intelligence services seem to know everything at every point. And it's quite interesting that these things are happening, and they don't collaborate more or do not pass information to the local authorities to prevent such attacks. And this is something food for our soul and for our thoughts. What is really going on in Africa? Raj George, give us one just a short sentence before we go to the music section.
Okay, thank you very much, Freddy. It's all about peace and love in Africa, what I would say. And I hope that this tribalism war, it will come to the end, so that we can recognize each other as human beings, not as animals. And yeah, that's all I would say.
Beautiful music from P Square. Enjoy.
Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, yeah. No, I don't die, yeah. Ooh yeah, yeah.
Why you be say the wrong thing be say, but the right thing be say?
Aye.
Why you be say the way that we
are leaving, not supposed to be the way you and I are still leaving.
Why you be say?
The leaders of the chop money, they go because the things that we all know they see them.
Why you be say?
They took away our right and make silly promises. They want us to believe it. Why you be say some people do their lie? Why you be say some people know they try? Aye. Corruption and frustration where they bring back condition is what we are feeling.
Why you be say?
Some people just sit and just they look day and night, they be staring at the ceiling.
Why you be say?
They look into our eyes and tell us it go better, why the baggers are still stealing. Yeah. Why you be say some people do they lie? Why you be say some people know they try? I don't die yet.
Why you be say? Anytime when we want do what you we go do or say what you
be
go say.
Like, yeah.
The wrong thing we say. No one make we they do. Say what you
want to
say.
They're
right in this day. You supposed to today do what you we could do or say what you we could
say.
The wrong thing they say, but the right thing they say.
We did the fight to try to kill each other, but we supposed to love one another.
The wrong thing we say,
because they know they go worship together. A brother tried to kill a fellow brother.
The wrong thing we say,
even as we still did they suffer, we still they try to disrupt one another. Why, my brother, why you they choke guy for your brother? The leaders did they chop the bread and butter. Aye. In our society, we know they try and make we live like one family. Aye. What a tragedy, with our wealth we are still living in poverty.
The wrong thing we say,
as poor man they holler, the rich ones they hammer.
Yes sir.
The wrong thing we say, things they scatter. The wrong thing we say, we know they border. I don't die, yeah.
Why you be say, anytime when we want do what you we could do or say what
when
you
big like,
say.
Yeah.
The wrong thing we say, no one make we they do what you we could do or say what you
I want
say.
Me.
The right thing we say,
we supposed to today do
yeah.
What you
say what you be gonna
say.
Say the wrong thing they say, but the right thing they say.
Yeah.
Why you be say now? Why you be say? See the wrong thing they say, but the right thing, the right thing, the right thing, the right thing they say.
All man supposed to get the money, all man supposed to the jolly.
The right thing they say.
All man supposed to get the motor, all man supposed to the color.
The right thing they say.
We supposed to get energy and power, supposed to get better road and water. Hey. But what you be saying some people know they try. What you be saying some people do they lie.
Why you be say anytime when we want do what you
aye.
We go do or say what you we go say
like, yeah.
The wrong thing we say,
they know what make we they do what you we go do
hey.
Or say what you we go say
me. The right thing we say,
you supposed to they do what you we go do
ooh,
or say
yeah.
What you we go
why
say,
say?
Why
the wrong thing we say,
thing.
But the right thing we say
yeah.
Why you be say now,
why you be say anytime
why you want do what you we go do or say what
the
you
the wrong thing we say,
the wrong thing we say,
they know what make we they do what you we go do or say what you we go say.
The right thing we say,
you supposed to they do
right
what you we go do or say what you we go
why
say.
Say why
the
say.
Wrong thing we say, but the right thing we say.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is Tuya Africa, a show on everyday living from the African perspective. Sally, are you there? Hello, Sally. Sally, can you hear me? Okay, we lost Sally. I don't know. Sally, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I thought we lost you again.
No.
Welcome back to the show. As you know, Sally is our frequent contributor from Cape Town, South Africa. Sally, you know, on the case of Kenya, I think we will leave it there for now. Before we go, I just want to ask you what's your view on the upcoming African elections. There are a few elections in Africa, in Cameroon, in Burkina Faso, and so on and so forth. What's your general view on that? Just one word.
Cameroon Cameroon has never really been a big problem when it comes to elections. Burkina Faso, ooh, I don't know. I just want people to get themselves sorted out, and I want some peace. I want a peaceful election.
Okay.
For these countries, and fair, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's time that Africa really grew up when it came to these kind of things.
I'm sure they will grow up. We are growing up every day. Cameroon, in on the part of Cameroon, they have a president like Robert Mugabe, who has been there for a long time. But so long as there is peace, I guess the people of Cameroon embrace Paul Biya as their president. And I wish them good and peaceful election, fair, and good luck. Burkina Faso, I also wish them good elections, that Africa will continue to see a democratic change of government. And before we leave you to you for being part of the show today, we hope to have you again in the next fortnight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Fred, and thank you very much, Slovenia, for tuning in and listening. And it's my greatest pleasure to be here, and whenever you need me, I will be here. Goodbye, everybody from Africa.
Thank you very much, Sally. Thank you. Well, before we go, just the final word from Tuya Africa crew. African people should try as much as they can to love one another, Muslims or Christians. It doesn't really matter. What matters is the building of Africa to a greater height. And we say one love to everyone, to the Kenya people. We sympathize with you. We share our condolences and say God bless Africa and also Slovenia we live in. Thank you very much. Tuya Africa. On everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Ujivo na Radio Student.
Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in Javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.